the whole self-talk, affirmations, I always think of them as truths, right? Us humans tend to run with a lie. We can believe a story or a lie and we can kind of run with it. So the ability to have proper, healthy self-talk leads to our self-image, which any of your listeners that are obviously driven to get great results, which that's every one of us, we will never, ever outperform our self-image. We can band-aid crap all day, manipulate things, but essentially we are our beliefs. That's our self-image. And so the mindset is what influences the deep down beliefs about ourselves.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
Welcome to another episode of the Above the Business podcast. My name is Bradley Hamm, your host. On this podcast, we help you get above the business, begin to think like an architect, and design the blueprint to grow your small business. On today's episode with Ron Alford, he is a referral from one of my members and good friends, Tyler. This episode is fantastic. We end up talking about vision. We talk about leadership. We talk about how do you navigate challenges within your team. And we talk about the topic that honestly, it's never is something that we couldn't talk about enough. And that is the mindset that you need to succeed in business. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Ron Alford.
Ambition is the first step towards success. It's time to level up your agency. And Coach P Consulting will help you do just that by using the same strategies he used to sell over 700 life insurance policies in 2021 alone. Now, this is not your regular one and done type coaching. You'll get personalized coaching 2 days a week, every week of the month, and you'll get a live look behind the scenes of his team training and an office that's performing at the highest level. There's a reason Coach P Consulting is the fastest growing coaching company for insurance agency owners in the country. Coach P will train your team alongside his own and show you the exact steps they are taking to achieve Chairman Circle, Exotic Travel, and Multi-Line Presence Club and be one of the few agents to be selected to have a third office. So whether your goal is to be at the top of your local market or amongst the best in the country, this training will give you the strategies and the tactics to get there. For just $250 a month, you'll get high-level coaching each week from someone who is already getting it done at that level, and his strategies work, and it's time to put them to work for you. Sign up at coachpconsulting.com and get your first full month for free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast.
Ron Alford, welcome to the Above the Business Podcast.
Bradley, good to be here, man. I've been looking forward to being a part of this.
Excited to have you. We'd love to start with background and origin story. I think it's fascinating about how people have arrived at where they are today. So take our listeners back a little bit about you and your experience and background.
Yeah, happy to. I'll give you the brief version first. And then if you want to explore deeper, happy to. So I've military kid, moved around a lot growing up, ended up on a little island in Alaska for high school called Adak. And then came back to the mainland, greater Seattle, and was planning to go into boot camp. Like my big brothers, both of them went to the Marine Corps, and who doesn't want to follow the path of the big siblings? And I took a massive left turn, literally right before boot camp was to start. A buddy of mine from church said, man, we got this crazy summer job. We're going to sell educational books door to door to help kids. And it's this 100% commission. You got to find your own host family to live with. You live in a different part of the nation. Do you want to do it? And like, it just the worst sounding thing you could imagine, like face-to-face rejection, 80 plus hours a week, but it was the perfect timing. It hit me right between the eyes because the idea of a 4-year commitment to the Marine Corps was a little daunting at the moment. And the idea of doing this 12-week door-to-door internship first. And so long story short, that was my introduction to Southwestern. That was 32 years ago. I'm still with the same family of companies, very different part of Southwestern now. Now we're on more the consulting and coaching business side of what we do, but still same family companies, still living in Seattle, but traveled to Nashville a ton for work. And personally, blended family. I was a single dad for years with twin boys and then married my wife, Desiree, and her 3-year-old daughter at the time I've adopted. She had never met her biological dad. And so now she's 14. So all of our kids are teenagers and we have a very imperfect blended family.
Love that. I'm a big believer of abundance within business. And we both have a heart to be able to help small business owners, entrepreneurs, and leaders to be able to grow That's why I love having people like yourself on, because we can talk about similar topics and similar themes around business. And we may come at it, we're going to come at it maybe from a slightly different perspective because of experiences and such. The first thing I want to talk about is, I'll often say, mindset, skill set, tool set. And so I want to start with mindset, and I want you to share kind of your thoughts around, and we were coming in to Q4 2025. And so somebody already maybe is even thinking about 2026. And so depending on where someone is right now, they may have had an incredible 2025, and there also could have been a very bumpy road this year for their business. And so can you just talk about the importance of the business owner's mindset going into the latter part of this year, going into 2026, and how that affects everything, no matter how good your strategy is?
Ooh, we are aligned, man. I love hearing language around it. I love that you started with that. It is, to me, it is everything. It is the beginning and the end. You know, no matter what you're, who you're married to, what your kid's situation, your financial situation, your business opportunity, any of that, how we look at it, how we receive it, determines our joy, determines our fulfillment. I know all your listeners are well-read. They're very familiar. They're all quite educated on mindset. And at the same time, I think we have barely scratched the surface as to how important the ability to influence our thoughts is. And most of your listeners, I'm guessing, are busy. They fill up their calendars. You wake up, you got the kids, you got the nonprofit, you got the fitness goals, you're running 100 miles an hour, you're jumping from task to task to task. And a lot of times we forget to kind of the whole art of slowing down to speed up. And I think that's essential. That's one thing I've really learned about myself, but also working with a lot of leaders over the years, is the days where we slow down and get our head right and our heart right before we jump into the calendar and the inbox, man, we're ready. We breathe, the tone of our voice changes. We ask better questions. We listen more intentionally. We remember things. Our memory is crisp. We're so much sharper and more present and authentic, and all the courageous, and our willpower is stronger, and. The other days when I make the mistake, or we humans make the mistake of just jumping into the text message, you know, the inbox, social media, email, you know, and just calendar, man, we are so reactive. We get critical. We get judgmental. So that all comes back to mindset. I think the last thought I'll say is the whole self-talk affirmations. I always think of them as truths, right? Us humans tend to run with a lie. We can believe a story or a lie, and we can kind of run with it. So the ability to have proper, healthy self-talk leads to our self-image, which any of your listeners that are obviously driven to get great results, which that's every one of us, we will never, ever outperform our self-image. We can band-aid crap all day, manipulate things, but essentially we are our beliefs. That's our self-image. And so the mindset is what influences the deep down beliefs about ourselves. Man, I am courageous. I bounce back quick. I love learning about people. I love understanding what it is that makes people tick, which makes me a better listener, you know. Or I'm always late. I'm bad with technology. I'm so forgetful. God, I can't stand working with these types of people. All the negative crap that can fill our heads as well.
There's a lot of different opinions out there, and maybe philosophies around how to start your day. And let's just call it Monday through Friday as a business. Okay. I mean, let's just say Saturdays and Sundays are unique, especially depending on you have kids and kids' ages and things of that nature, which you've got going on. So let's just talk Monday through Friday for a second. I mean, you've got the Alex Hormozi on one end that says, wake up, drink some water, grab a cup of coffee, flip that laptop open, go. Okay. And on the other side, you have people that are prescribing ice baths, a 5K to run in the morning, affirmations, you do your devotion, and you're doing a 4-hour morning routine. Okay. Like, I'm just trying to paint like this broader perspective. What is your opinion of the things that you have seen principally based that do work?
Yeah. Love the question. You know, it's somewhere in between. I would lean more towards number two, your second example. I really, truly believe, know thyself, right? That this is a personal thing. I don't think there's one prescription or one morning routine, if you will, that is perfect for everybody. That said, intentionality and our emotional state is going to affect the way we act and behave, and of course, the results we get. And so I don't know about you, but the intentions I get ready for the day and influencing my emotions, at the end of the day, that's kind of all we do as humans, is we try to influence emotions properly, our own and that and those of others, our kids, our clients, our prospects, our referral partners, our staff, our because the feelings and emotions that the human have lead to the behaviors, the actions. Mm. And so all that, to kind of come back to your question, in the morning, you know, whether you do the 10-minute example or the 4-hour example you just kind of laid out, I sure as heck better put the phone down. Maybe it's while I'm having my bowl of oatmeal or making a smoothie or just getting 10 minutes of fresh air, something that allows me to breathe, allows me to visualize my day a little bit. How am I going to react when things don't go the way I hoped? How am I going to make it not about me? How am I going to get my heart focused on serving others and in the right place? If some of your listeners are really efficient with those things and can do that in 30, 40 minutes, boom, good to go. Your morning routine's a little tighter. For some of us, we might need an hour or hour and a half or two to do the workout, to read our book, to do our devotional. That's my thought.
You've mentioned this a couple of times. I almost was going to ask it when you said it the first time, because I don't want to make an assumption of what I know that this means. You said earlier, you said, hey, we got to get our head right and then get our heart right. And you just mentioned it again. What do you mean by getting our heart right for the day? I don't want to assume like I'm like, I know where you're referring to. I feel like I have a pretty good idea of like, all right, what's my mindset going to be and what's my head going to be going into? But what do you mean by getting my heart right for the day?
To me, this is an emotional question, because I just think we're all guilty of making it about us. We're imperfect humans. And that is such a tendency of ours, is to, you know, what's in it for me? And in my belief, the older I get, the more I believe that wealth in life is about impact. Obviously, the bank accounts, the cars, the homes, the trophies, those things, there's nothing wrong with any of that. But when we look back, true wealth is going to be about the lives we touched, the impact we made, the legacy we've left, that, you know, whether it's in our own children, our grandchildren, our community, our... So all that to say is, for me, the more I make it about me, the more anxiety I feel, the more I compare, the more I critique, the more I feel doubt and blame and ugh, the more I slow down and think, who am I working for today? Who do I want to make proud? How can I understand, and, you know, without getting too kumbaya, have more compassion for this situation or empathy for this situation? Or boy, then you're a little more bulletproof. I feel a little more courageous. I just feel like everything shifts. So that would be my example of getting the heart right. Now, for those of your listeners that believe in a higher power, obviously that's can be through scripture too. Is how do you pray? How do you have your devotions? How do you get, you know, it can be for that and for other humans on earth.
I would struggle with answering this question, which is why I'm going to ask it. How do you define leadership?
Well, the first word always is example. Again, I have three teenagers and I just think, man, they are going to forget everything I say, but they're going to watch what I do. That's number one. Number two is make it about me. In other words, a leader has a great way of not having their own agenda. If I'm casting vision, if I'm holding another person accountable, if I'm confronting underperformance, if I'm delivering feedback, all the things leaders are supposed to do, right? That the definition of a leader is someone that, servant leader is such a coined term, right? It's become a little cliche, but they have a way of making it feel like, oh man, this leader really cares about my vision. It's not just their agenda. So it's their example. They're willing to lead by example. And then number two, they really do slow down to try to seek to understand my situation, my role, my drive, my vision, and then align that with the company. They obviously are still running a company, so you have to have the, you know, the P&L and all that, of course, but that's what I'd say.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/AboveTheBusiness, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. DirectClicksinc.com/abovethebusiness.
Are you an agency owner looking to grow your revenue, increase your bottom line, and better manage your taxes? Club Capital is here to help. Club Capital is the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agents in the country, providing monthly accounting, tax strategy, and CFO services. Way more than bookkeeping and your everyday run-of-the-mill tax prep, Club Capital is focused on providing financial and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your agency's performance. Their financial dashboards and agency forecasting tools help you better understand your agency's historical performance, create and measure future targets, and see how your agency compares to your peers around the country. Imagine what it would be like to understand the impact to your bottom line when deciding to hire a new employee, or forecast the impact rate changes or commission rates will have on your business. With over $200 million in tracked annual revenue and $140 million in tracked annual expenses, Club Capital has the data and the team to help you make better informed decisions for your agency. They will help you turn that back office stress into the backbone of your agency's success by giving you the tools to take your agency and your leadership to the next level. Visit club.capital today to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
You mentioned right there alignment. That's actually where I was going to go with my next question is I'm really big on vision. In fact, I think everything in a small business is downhill from the vision that you have for the company. Every decision you make, who you hire, et cetera, what marketing you do, your strategies is all downhill towards some North Star that you're pointing to. So getting alignment within your team is so critical. And because of technology now, people are able to explore more remote workers, whether that's fractional team members or even full-time team members. And the beauty of that and at the challenge, and this is not a question around how do you create culture remotely, I mean, that we may can get to that. I'm talking more about how do I get someone who maybe I haven't even met in person yet. I'm a sales rep working in Texas for somebody that has a business in Seattle, Washington. And he has shared with us, this is the big vision. And how do I get that person that has grown up in a different culture, in a different background, had different experiences to buy into this vision of the company while at the same time trying to make sure that they recognize that they have a vision for their life too, that they want to be able to accomplish. That's a challenge for a business owner. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I love the question. I think first realizing none of us are going to be perfect at this. There's no start, you know, it doesn't matter what company you look at around the world. Nobody has perfected this. This is a, you know, but can we get progress, not perfection? The language you just used, I think is massive in this, right? Because when I listen to a leader in Boston, Massachusetts, I'm in Seattle. Let's say I'm following someone over there. I've never met them. And if I can tell they're genuine and authentic, immediately I'm attracted to them. And obviously we all want to build businesses that attract the right types of people, right? Our retention's terrible, but we're going to keep the people and retain the people that respond to that vision. So if a leader is comfortable in their own skin, they're not trying to be something they're not, they're not being fake or, and then number two, if they're operating from a place of gratitude and appreciation, not ego and arrogance and pride, boy, that's going to keep followers. That's going to help someone feel like, man, this is someone I can follow. They're imperfect. I don't see the world exactly eye to eye. They don't even know me or my wife's name, maybe, but I can still follow this person in a business perspective because there's a likability and a trust there because they're genuine. They are who they are. They're not trying to be fake or something they're not. And yeah, I just think that that's foundational.
Which leads us into one of the bigger topics I wanted to ask you, and that is the importance of vision. Before we hit record, you mentioned this, and I even said it a minute ago, is just how important it is for you to have crafted, obviously we refer to as designed, the vision that you want. And certainly when we're talking to business owners, there are some things that are very specific to them. They're taking on an incredible amount of responsibility, at times stress for so many other people, that typically the answer that a business owner wants says is something to the effect, I'm sure you've had this experience, I just want to grow. And yeah. Like, okay, great. But what? Where are we shooting for? And they're like, I don't know. I just don't want where I'm at. Okay. I want more than what I have, or I want to get out of this difficult place. How do you help business owners? And maybe what is just your philosophy, point of view of crafting a vision for the business?
I think some of it is understanding who are people. We all have these people that we really respect and look up to throughout life. Some of them we've met, we've broke bread with. It was our grandma. It was our neighbor. It was an old coach. It was an old teacher. Some of them we've only read about. You know, it was Teddy Roosevelt. It was Nelson Mandela. It was Mother Teresa. It was the Apostle Paul. It was, so to me, helping someone get really clear on, you know, who are 3, 5, 10 people that you just, now, what are these specific character traits about those humans that you gravitate towards so deeply? Oh, they were generous. They were resilient. They were loyal. They were compassionate. They were appreciative people, et cetera. And then helping someone really kind of write down those principles and those words, and whether they create a vision board or some sort of place where they have these words and daily they check in with those words. Any of us men and women, any adult is defined by our character. So are we striving to live into these principles more effectively? So for me, over my computer screen, you know, I've got a board with people I respect, favorite quotes and mantras and Bible verses, and at least once or twice a week, when I'm in a little bit of a funk, when I'm a little bit in maybe a valley or a situation like everybody, for me to take a minute and go over and just kind of pray on that board, to put my hand on that board, to breathe in that board, I'm able to reconnect with the things that matter most to me. We have a belief internally, our endurance in life is tied directly to the clarity of our vision. Life requires endurance. Parenting kids, going through a marriage, our health situation, seeing our parents decline. Man, that is, every one of your listeners have had loved ones go through terminal conditions, seeing the economy, people elected in office we don't love, et cetera. Well, endurance helps us endure through hard things and not get bitter, not cast judgment, not slander, all the crap that divides us. I'm talking enduring principally. Well, our endurance of life is tied directly to how clear our vision is. When our vision is vague, like you said, I just want to grow. Well, that's a nice thing. It's also incredibly vague. So let's let's slow down and get specific. What does growth look like? When you close your eyes, what does the marriage look like? Financial freedom, what does that look like? That usually leads to some great things.
Yeah, I think it was Keith Cunningham in his book, The Road Less Stupid. He said, generalizations kill clarity. And I totally agree with that. Something's really, really stuck out for me for a long time. So mindset, how we show up, getting our head right, getting our heart right, being a leader, somebody that pours into other people, having a clear vision, even in spite of all of that, there's going to be times that were maybe the company. But I guess I'm asking specifically, not necessarily around the company, but around an individual is underperforming. And I think that when you take a leader that really wants to build a great culture, he or she pours into their people. They try to get to know them. They get to try to know their family the most that they can. They try to get to understand their motivations. Even in spite of all of that, there are times where it's just not working out. And you have to have some really difficult conversations. And so sometimes that looks like a business owner holding on to somebody far too long, potentially.
Yes.
And if you take someone who is really doing these kind of things and they're a good person, they really want to be a good leader, they want to leave a mark, they want to leave a legacy. Boy, they can really struggle with making a difficult conversation. And it feels like a paradox. Mm. It feels like this person's not right. This is not going to work out. This is, you know, the business. We need to get somebody else in here that sells more. Let's just say the salesperson, or they just continue to make mistakes and they're a good person. And I don't want to let them go. I don't want them to be without a job. And that can feel really heavy. Let's be real. That can feel very heavy. How do you help and how do you think a business owner should navigate through that?
Yeah, man, you hit a topic and I love hearing your language again, because so there's reactively and proactively, right? In your question, we're now reacting. This salesperson is not selling. Maybe they're not aligned with our values. Maybe it's an operations person and they're dropping the ball, et cetera. We've identified this person is not performing up to the basics, let alone the extraordinary. Well, now reactively, I believe, and I've made the mistake over the years of, like you said, holding on too long. You believe in people, you believe in what people can become, et cetera. A lot of times they are who they are. If you've poured into them, if you've shadow them, if you've invested in them, you've tried to hold them accountable and you've seen they're still not growing. Man, the sooner we can part ways and make sure it's, hey, there's nothing personal. We want to help you be successful somewhere else. We want to help you find what was truly your path. You're obviously, so try not to make it about the company. You're not all about us, but more like, man, over the last 6 months or 18 months or whatever it's been, I think we've both kind of come to a realization that this is probably not where you're called or where you're destined to be at your best. So let me help you find something where it is right for you. And doing my best to not make it about me or the company, but more about how can we help them get in the right place. That's the reactive answer. Now going forward as a leader, I need to be more proactive and set proper expectations going forward. Whenever I onboard someone, maybe having a 30-day, a 90-day, 6-month target of, and each of your listeners would do this differently, obviously based on their business, but throughout this interviewing and hiring process and then the onboarding process, we're going to quickly see things that we have to confront quickly and see how they respond. Because if they don't respond in the first 30 days or in the process, you know, then why drag this out 12 months and make it even harder? Let's rip the dang bandaid off quicker. So that's more the proactive answer is I got to learn from experience. Hopefully a lot of your listeners, and I'm no different. I'm 51 years old. I've been in my company 32 years. I need to be better. I'm fired up to keep learning, to keep investing in myself, to keep studying, so that I can be more equipped in the season ahead than I was last season.
Well, that actually leads me to my last question is there's a lot of content out there, this podcast being one of them, to be honest with you. YouTube, podcast on Spotify, Apple, social media, short clips, every app from TikTok to Instagram to LinkedIn to emails, even email newsletters. Everybody's vying for attention, right? For listeners, for subscribers, for attention. I think I heard it said that attention is the new oil. So wonderful. What can be challenging with that is a business owner in particular gets too much information, maybe even conflicting ideas, things of, well, this person said this, but another person said something that's totally the opposite.
Yeah.
And so this is not necessarily around, there's certainly not a lack of personal and professional development for small business owners and leaders out there. Mm. There's enough. And that enhances the problem. What are your thoughts around how someone can go through, and instead of just like wading through, they don't even know what they're looking for, but actually begin to try to identify, you know what, this is a weakness of mine, or this is something I want to learn. So therefore, I'm going to kind of curate, and heck, even in some cases, curate my algorithm to offer up some of these things. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I love it. Man, you hit a big topic, right? Even for our children growing up in this information world where everything is so quick. I personally love to get really quiet once a quarter, get away. My wife and I have a habit now where we go either check into a hotel or take a day to kind of get out of the house, no screens, no. And for us, it involves prayer and writing. I think every listener right now is sharp enough to know, okay, for this next season, this next 3 months or whatever the time frame is up to you. I really need to work on being more emotionally intelligent. That is my number one most important thing. Or maybe I'm doing really well with this and this and this, but I really want to work on understanding AI better and being more proactive with certain types of technology, or kind of picking your main thing for that season. And then blinders, stay in your lane. Like the distractions are rampant. Everybody, like you said, is vying for their attention. So if I'm investing a little bit of time and money into my growth in a certain area for this season, I'm going to do my best to say no to everything else politely. But the ability to say no is like one of the greatest characters of people that are, again, fulfilled and joyful, not just successful. Successful is such a funny word, right? So I'm talking about fulfilled and appreciative and contentment. Complacency is a negative thing, but contentment is a beautiful thing. And so I don't know about you, but man, we all want to grow to be joyful, content, fulfilled people. So hopefully we're all students. We love lifelong learning. We're never arrived where we can just say, I'm the man. I'm, you know, so we're every month, every quarter, every season, we've kind of picked one, maybe two things. We're really focused on learning and studying. And at the end of that quarter, I'm going to take a breath, pray, kind of audit. How has it gone? You know what? I need more of that. I'm going to keep going with this thing. Or yeah, I feel like I've gotten what I wanted out of that. Now I'm going to really work on a new thing. But again, if it's not, and then hopefully writing it out and telling two or three people about it. Hopefully you've got a few accountability partners or a outside coach like you people have where they can tell. So that way we've got accountability. Like, hey, don't worry about that new widget. There's always this shiny new object. Just stay focused on what you're doing. That's perfect. I'll say one last thing on that. This is the funny thing. Most all the books and all the, you know, and I've got a book that I'll readily admit, we're recycling books like the Bible or books like How to Win Friends and Influence People or some of those old classics. Yeah. They're all just rereading the book of Proverbs. I have a lot of friends, people I know that say, I'm going to read 24 new books this year. I'm like, dude, that's cool. I love you're doing that. And for me personally, some years I might just want to read 4 books, but I'm going to read them each twice.
Right.
Thought.
Well, with that, I'm going to ask this. What are your top 3 to 4 books that you would cycle through every year?
Man, you know, A Man's Search for Meaning is, so for me personally, the Bible's numero uno to really get into the Word of God. Number 2 is Viktor Frankl, A Man's Search for Meaning, his study of how humans overcome adversity through going Auschwitz, being in the Holocaust. And it's just one of the deepest books you'll ever read. But I just think there's so many beautiful principles from that book. Recently, I've read one called Die with Zero, which is just a, you know, so there's, I don't have like any my 5 favorites necessarily outside of those 2 I mentioned, but it's more just trying to pray and think, okay, what do you have me working on in this next season? And I had been in a state of accumulation, trying to keep up and win and achieve and add more. So that was an example of like, you know what? Die with Zero. That book really spoke to me in an example of a recent season. Otherwise, a lot of what I'm reading is more running and endurance, just fun, nutritional stuff and just, you know, healthy body, soul, mind, spirit kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it's funny on this podcast, if you go back 4 years ago or so, there's a year, maybe even 2020, if I'm not mistaken, that I had set out at the beginning of the year, I was going to read 36 books. And about this time, Q4, I was a little behind and I just started powering through these books so I could hit this goal. And
yes.
Do you think I retained any of that? No, of course I didn't retain any of that stuff.
You're a great example.
Close.
I love your humility, man. That's a great example.
Ryan, loved having you on. People want to connect with you personally, professionally, learn more about what you guys do. Where would you point them to?
So redefiningpossible.com is a great one. That's the name of the book I wrote. That's a great space where just, you know, whether it's any personal or about the book or, you know, doing speaking things, workshop things, things like that. Otherwise, LinkedIn, Instagram, any of those are great. I'm pretty active on any of those sites where I would respond to a direct message. The company, Southwestern Consulting, anything on the website there is also an easy spot. But LinkedIn and Instagram are probably the easiest too.
Awesome. Ron, what do you think working above the business means to you?
Love it. Well, impact. Earlier we talked about how wealth equals impact. And so to me, when I get into the weeds too much, we obviously have to be in the weeds some. I'm reactive and I'm petty and I'm, you know, but when I slow down and think big picture, what is this actually going to mean in life to the world, to my family, to my community, the 30,000 foot view that we all need? That to me is my definition of being above the business. And then that energizes me and that empowers me and equips me to then get into the weeds when I need to.
Love that. Some of my key takeaways from your episode that I thought was great. you mentioned getting the head right and the heart right, slowing down to speed up. Also love, what are my intentions of the day? Today would be a good example of that. I don't think I did a very good job of that. I woke up and kind of immediately dove into work a little sooner than I should have. And I could tell I'm a little off today in terms of my intentions, feel a little more reactive, less proactive on certain things. And that's not typical, but that's kind of what I did this morning. I also love the endurance comes from having the clear vision. And then certainly I struggle with, which is the ability to say no, which is very difficult to do so. Ron, it's great having you on the podcast.
Yeah, you too, buddy. It's really neat being aligned with someone with your principles and your humility. So Bradley, thanks for having me.
What a shout out to our podcast sponsors, Direct Clicks. If you want to be able to understand your marketing, have them do a marketing audit. Go to directclicksinc.com/abovethebusiness. directclicksinc.com/abovethebusiness. They'll look at your SEO, your pay-per-click, your online campaigns, such as your social media, etc., and help you put together a plan for the latter part of this year and especially going into 2026. Now is a great time. directclicksinc.com/abovethebusiness. Developing your team. Once you have a marketing plan in place, it impacts your financials. It impacts the team that you hire. Autopilot recruiting can help you to have a consistent, not just get above the business and be able to build a team, but have a consistent recruiting process in place so that you're always filled with A player candidates in case you were to have somebody that were to leave or you need to let someone go. They're going to help you to build your bench, fill the gaps within your team. Go to autopilotrecruiting.com, autopilotrecruiting.com. If you're confused or maybe don't know whether or not you can hire someone or what you should pay someone, Club Capital can help you to solve that problem. Go to club.capital, book in a no obligation demo, help them, and they will help you to understand the mindset, the skill set, and tool set you need for your financials. Obviously, we talked about with Ron a ton around developing yourself and developing your team, and you can get both with Coach P. Go to coachpconsulting.com, coachpconsulting.com. Let him know that you heard about him on the Above the Business podcast. All right, everyone, enjoyed that episode with Ron. Until next time, lead well and go be great.